This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
Some pussy once solved
me.
What were you gonna do?
I just rid me. I didn't know. Yeah.
Some pussy once rid
me. You said pussy first.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Some pussy once rid me. The world was gonna solve me.
Oh, solve me.
I ain't the hardest rid in the box shed.
From the top. Rid box shed.
Okay. In my shed.
One, two, three. Some pussy. What? Am I the only one?
I thought we were gonna take turns.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That was communicated.
Have we started?
Shrek me daddy. It's Hey Riddle Riddle. This is the second episode of the new year, 2020. I'm Adel Rafai.
Perfect Vision. I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron Keefe.
Here's what I thought. 2020, there's the notorious saying, hindsight is 2020. So the year 2020, stay with me.
Uh-huh.
The year 2020 should be the year of hindsight. Look at that ass.
Hindsight.
Looking at behinds.
Or looking through a ketchup bottle. Hindsight.
Okay. Well, I like 2020. Look at that ass. So, what would be 2020 with hindsight? 57?
57 asses.
57 ways to eat your asses.
I always
thought famous Paul Simon song.
I always thought it was very funny to very casually say to someone, "Well, you know, hindsight's 50-50," because they would either think that I'm like a very dumb person who's being casually dumb, or they would be like, "Oh, he's making a joke in a not obvious way."
Yeah.
I would do that a lot in work situations. And one time I had a manager who goes, "You mean 2020?" And I was like, "No, because it's either one way or the other way."
Either I saw it or I didn't. I like you said, telling a joke in a not very obvious way, which is just telling a bad joke.
Yeah.
Also, being casually dumb is sort of my thing.
Being casually dumb is very fun. My mom once told me a story that she dated a guy who she thought was very funny. And then a couple weeks into them dating, realized she thought he was using big words ironically, incorrectly. Mm-hmm. And that's very funny. But then she realized he was just using big words incorrectly.
Ooh,
oh, this meal is loquacious. Hey, I'm going to prestidigitate on the couch for a little bit. Wake me up in 5 minutes.
I have had enough food to eat an ottoman.
Actually, that holds up. I love just the phrase, being casually dumb is, what'd you say? Being casually dumb is very fun.
Yeah, I
think that's
my
t-shirt. That's going to be my first tattoo.
Casually dumb is very
Are we
fun.
Still
we
on board?
And we have it spelled wrong.
If you like casually dumb, you got to check out our Patreon.
That's violently dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, go to patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. Check it out.
Check it out.
I don't know.
Don't buy anything.
Episodes over
Just
there?
Browse. Window Just shot,
All
baby.
Of our best episodes are over there. And
so
if you're over
out.
There, you know I'm right.
Do we still feel like we're going to get tattoos this year?
In 2020?
Was I drunk when I agreed to that?
Mm-hmm.
I think we all said...
We all said we were going to get the double dragon chest tattoo of the two dragons intertwined into one.
Again?
Yeah, over our other one. You're never going to build scar tissue if you don't get a tattoo over a tattoo.
Well, it is double dragons. So you have to get two tattoos on top of each other.
Otherwise, 2020, I'm seeing double dragons.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we'll get tattoos.
Aaron, would you be on board?
It depends on what the tattoo is.
Well, here's what I'll say. Because we're casually dumb, we let social media vote on it.
Yeah,
if we get to 20,000 patrons, I will get any tattoo.
That's not going to...
I know that's not going to happen.
Damn,
that's why I'm agreeing to it.
Would you get a group tattoo? Like one of us gets Hey, one of us gets Riddle, one of us gets Riddle.
We talked about this, and I want Hey.
I'll give you Hey.
If you want Hey, you should go to a horse farm.
I think we have done this.
That joke?
Yeah.
But it's so good and original.
Horses.
Yeah, I will not have the word Riddle on my body.
Where would we get Hey and Riddle?
Nipples.
You wouldn't have riddle on your body, even if it was like a time riddle thing?
No.
Would you have Lord Voldemort tattooed on your body?
Yeah, well, again? On top of my
double
dragon.
That's the best tattoo comment, apparently. Again?
Aaron, what if you got the word milk?
No.
JPC got the word nipple and I got focker. Is
yeah,
that fun?
Yeah, that the I'll famous
only
quote,
milk,
milk nipple focker.
You know, like our shirts that say Kevin, Susie, Puzzy, Ree? We should get one that says milk nipple focker.
No, no.
It's like the Beatles.
No, no.
Yeah, just like the Beatles. That makes sense. good times.
We should say, I don't know if this ruins the illusion, David Copperfield, but we are recording on, this is December 11th?
I shouldn't say that. That ruins the illusion, David Copperfield.
Well, I just want to say that in case the McElroys have stolen any of our quotes for the year.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. 2020, look at that ass. If they have that already, just know that we beat them to the punch. Okay. But they're friends of the show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Unless it's a competition and then they...
Unless something happens in the next month.
Oh, God. Something happens in the new year. Do you mind if I get something out of the way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay, move that cup to the side. Are we ready?
Where's my spitting cup? Won't need this. Need all my spit from the words.
Uh-oh.
I would just like to say, happy birthday, Mariah. I love you very much.
Boo!
When is her birthday today?
I don't know. I think it's like March. What is it? It's March.
Is she a January baby?
Yes.
She an Aquarius?
And she told me this, and I have no idea if this is correct because I didn't know what to Google. But is it possible that she can have Benjamin Button disease and age backwards? Because she said that she's getting younger and I'm getting canceled. Is that?
Oh, you have Benjamin Bratt disease.
I have Benjamin Bratt disease? That's actually very funny because I bet he dates younger women. Should we Google that?
I don't know how.
Did you know that Ben Bratt and Ben Platt are the same person, just aging in opposite
directions?
Just
squished together.
Can I get something out of the way?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to my sister, Sadia Rafai. I love you very much.
Well, what's your birthday?
January 10th.
Oh, Mariah's is the 8th.
Huh. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
So it is today.
Yeah. And my little brother's was on the 5th, but we already missed it. So better luck next year, idiot.
Is that Kevin?
Yes. Yeah. And Susie.
I have a question.
Sure.
What did you, assuming that you know, what are you doing for her birthday?
I don't know what we are doing. I don't think we've made like plans.
What are you getting her?
I've already gotten her presents. So
why are you pointing to your finger? You're pointing to your ring finger.
It's the missing finger that I cut off. So I
would love if a boy gave me a finger.
Oh.
It would be so cute if he gave me one of his fingers.
That can be taken a lot of different ways.
Yeah, I just mean it in all the ways. No, I actually don't.
Please don't do that. Oh, by the way, Aaron, you're going to get DMs of fingers now.
People are going to finger DM you.
Fingers for feet.
I'm not, for gifts, I don't typically wait for like a certain day to get a gift, like for birthdays or Christmas. I just, because especially a lot of the gifts that I give are like practical gifts that you could use immediately.
For my birthday, you gave me a backflip.
Well, yeah, but you didn't think I could do it. Happy birthday. So all of the gifts, that like when they come, I just like say like, this is your gift and here it is now and you can have it. But the one thing that I was trying to get for her was a weighted blanket because she said she's never had a weighted blanket. Have you guys ever had a weighted blanket?
That's on my Christmas list of things that I
own one and it's amazing.
But you've used it.
Yeah, I put it on my cats so they can't escape. I'll toss it on fries and brisket, and then they're meowing. And then I'm like,
45-pound
weighted
blanket.
In charge now?
I have to control something in my life.
Yeah, and now I push them around these little chairs.
But the one that she was looking at had like crazy shipping. Like it wouldn't come until like February or some shit. So I got her a different blanket that she also likes very much.
I'm shocked you didn't still order her that one and just say it's a weighted blanket, WAITED.
Hey, baby. What do you think?
Because that seems like your brand.
You think it's on the way or not? What do you think?
I'm really bad at giving gifts. Sean says I'm the worst at keeping happy surprises. So I'll buy him something. And then 10 minutes later, I'll be like, yeah, I got you this. I got you this present. And he'll be like, that's 3 months away. I was like, I don't care. I have to tell you.
What does keeping happy surprises mean?
Like
good news, like a surprise.
Like good news.
Good.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Or just like I immediately am like, I got you a gift. I need to tell you.
Yeah, if you get a gift, I believe that like no pomp and circumstance. You get a gift, you should give a gift. Like it's there to give.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like I don't know. I always felt like the arbitrary waiting was pointless.
Happy Surprises is Adam Sandler's production company. Right?
Happy Surprises.
The first Christmas that Gemma spent with my family, my whole family opens up our gifts starting on like the 18th. We open like a present a day until Christmas morning. We have nothing. And she was shocked of like, how is this fun? And I'm like, I don't know. opening a bunch at once, you don't appreciate it.
I'm sorry, but the world's supposed to be fun all the time.
If we open one per day leading up to it or something, like that's way more fun because you savor each present for like 24 hours before you get the next one.
Sure.
Versus all at once. Like I've seen videos of kids unwrapping 40 presents Christmas morning, and at the end of it, they're just like, that's it? And it's like, you got 40.
An hour ago, Adel gave me 3 birthday presents.
That's true.
So... Who's a hypocrite?
I haven't gotten you anything yet.
I don't.
Although I have you for Christmas this year, and I got you maybe the funniest gift I've ever.
I don't know, because have you seen the gift that I got Adel for Christmas this year?
No.
Have you two seen the gift that I got Aaron?
Because
it might be the funniest gift.
I wonder.
Oh, it but, seems like maybe the fans will decide.
Yeah.
Funny off.
I know mine's the funniest.
Let's all try to be offended when we open the presents.
I just know it. I know. I crushed it.
I don't begrudge anyone their like gift-giving traditions, though. Like everyone, you know, if your thing is that you love it when people sit in a circle for 5 hours and everyone opens all their gifts and like...
I think you're describing a seance.
Yeah, and then you try to summon the ghost of your dead dad and he's a police horse. And, you know, your twin brother's incest. It doesn't matter. But, you know, to each their own. But don't push your politics on me, pal.
It does matter.
Speaking of it does matter, I think it does matter that we do some riddles and puzzles on this podcast.
Truly so thought this was a Patreon
it?
For the last 10 minutes. Totally forgot we were doing a regular episode. I'm so sorry.
That's why you're doing your Patreon voice. Can we hear your regular voice?
Okay, I'm back.
Now your Patreon
here
voice?
Here we go.
I'm hi.
Okay, there's like four voices there.
I spent so much money on improv classes.
And by improv classes, you mean you went and saw Jeff Dunham live?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's get into some warm-up riddies and puzzies. I'm just going to do a couple of these.
I always like it, though, that we frame it as we're not really a riddle podcast. We're just a podcast that does more riddles than more podcasts.
Yeah.
So if there's two riddles in there, you're fucking lucky.
And we've got your emails and tweets, and we know that you're upset and pissed and probably stopped listening, but we don't care.
Sure. We know we're losing listeners. We're hemorrhaging them.
What sort of vegetable is highly unpopular aboard ships?
A pirate.
Excuse me?
That's a dessert.
What?
What sort of vegetable is highly unpopular aboard ships?
Okay, what are some vegetables? Carrot.
It's unpopular aboard ships? Ooh, parrot.
Highly unpopular.
Highly unpopular. Carrot. Aboard ships?
Yes.
Spaceships or boats?
Let's say boats.
Would it not be unpopular aboard a spaceship?
Broccoli.
It still would be, but I think it makes most sense above aboard like a pirate ship.
Is it asparagus because of what it does to the smell of your piss?
Mm-hmm.
Potato. Oh.
Jesus Christ.
It's a vegetable, right?
It's a play on
What sort of vegetable is highly unpopular aboard ships?
Veggie table. Veggie table.
Right.
Tables have four legs.
Give us a hint.
Give us a hint.
This is
give us a quiz.
If this vegetable were aboard a ship, it might sink it.
Oh, a pomegranate.
So it's like a hole.
It's a play on words.
It's a play on words for sure. What does a boat not want to have?
Water. Holes.
Okay, how do you get water?
Holes.
Holes is
watermelon.
One way, but holes cause what?
Ship damage.
When you have a hole or a crack, you start to...
Flood?
Sink.
Okay, but those aren't vegetables.
Okay. Wait, sink's not a vegetable?
Not with that attitude.
I want to see a scene.
Okay.
This is a dinner party with the three of us, and JPC, you have arrived. The goal is to eat healthy because we're all trying to get ripped in 2020. Look at that ass. And you, we're all supposed to bring vegetables, and you highly misunderstood what vegetables are.
Hey,
come on.
Hey, you guys are already looking great.
Oh, thank you so much.
Seems like somebody got a jump start on the new year.
Yeah, I've been working hard.
Yeah.
A lot of push-ups. I got some squash here, got some cucumber. What else
I made pizza out of eggplant, which is sort of fun and weird.
Gross.
What are we doing?
We said it's all going to be veggie dishes.
Which we thought you'd love because you're a vegetarian.
Because you're a vegetarian.
Oh.
I
already eat vegetables, so I thought for the new year we were doing a different thing.
What'd you bring?
I brought VHS copies of VeggieTales. It's the Christian cartoon about vegetables. Okay.
Yeah. But it feels like, did you tape over these tapes with something else?
And we cut to just a small clip of VeggieTales.
Oh, David and Dave. Oh, Goliath is so tall.
That's right, son. He's as tall as a cucumber.
Hi, this is JPC, and this is my homemade porn. Take 100.
Please let me go. Please let me go.
This is my twin brother. He's playing a dog. This is take 100 from my homemade porn.
We didn't have to watch him. We could have just eaten him. We didn't have to watch. We didn't have to watch him.
So what type of vegetable is highly unpopular aboard ships?
A flotsam.
That would be leeks. What two keys cannot open any door?
Two keys of Coke, baby. Unless you're talking about the door to your mind. Don't, oh, no. Bono. Bono, no.
What song was that?
That doesn't matter.
You're right. It doesn't.
So what was the answer, Coke?
What two keys cannot open any door?
Music keys.
Francis Scott keys and
piano
Florida keys.
Piano
I mean,
keys.
You're not terribly far off. This is another play on words. These are just dumb little jokes.
Okay, so these are
jokes can be riddles.
Two types of keys.
Two types of keys.
That can't open doors.
They cannot open doors.
And?
Or is it two different types of keys?
It's two different types of keys.
Key and peel. But they can open now. It can open doors professionally.
Yeah.
For a lot of people.
Peel especially.
Oh, yeah. But keys.
But keys.
I like them both.
Oh, really? Who's your favorite?
Safe
Who's your favorite?
Aaron.
Key.
Yeah.
Keegan Mike and
Kukuyi.
So much energy.
He got great energy.
Kill for that energy.
Mine's definitely Jordan Peele. Get Out.
Oh, I love
This is Us. Are you kidding me?
And he performed at I.O.
They both did.
They both did.
Oh, did they? I thought Key was only Second City.
I don't know. They've probably done a show there.
What two keys cannot open any door? I'll give you a hint.
When two keys stand before you. Spin Doctors.
I'll give you a hint on one of them. And in the morning? I'm making waffles.
Donkey.
A donkey.
Eddie Murphy. Okay. A donkey and Don Quixote. Kindergarten.
Oh, Jesus. A monkey and a donkey.
Oh.
Wait
a minute. Okay, I want to see a scene.
What's up with kindergarten?
You are a monkey, JPC, and you're a donkey. And you two...
What's the scene about?
Are you a hypnotist?
Yeah, oh, sorry. And you two are just like, you both work at like a regular office, and you're getting a little bit frustrated that people don't think you're capable of doing basic things.
And who is what?
I'm a monkey.
Monkey, donkey.
You're a donkey.
Having some water?
Yeah. Kind of thirsty.
Thursdays, right?
Because I ate all these waffles.
Hey, man.
Yeah?
You gotta chill with that.
Oh, I'm a donkey.
I know. We're trying to blend in,
It's nice to see myself represented on screen. It's my favorite movie, Shrek. Well, I also like Shrek 2, Shrek the Halls. Shrek Back in Business, Shrek Me Daddy, Shrek King Crew.
I mean, Dunstan checks in. Dunstan checks out. Dunstan checks out. Your mom. Porn version.
Oh, yeah. Oh, can we talk about porn at work?
Yeah, we can talk about...
I saw this porn as this guy.
We can talk about monkey donkey porn.
Yes. Well, the one I saw was this guy and his twin brother was barking.
We have to talk about this.
Okay.
We have to talk about this. You know, it's bullshit that no one takes us seriously just because I'm a monkey and you're a donkey.
Yeah, I'm treated like a real ass.
Yeah. And I'm treated like a real... I'm a chimp.
Yeah, people, can I tell you?
Uh-huh.
People call you Outbreak around the office.
What's that?
People call you Outbreak around the office.
Oh, come on.
Because
really?
Your face, because your acne.
I'm on Accutane. I'm trying my best. It's not for monkeys.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's tested on monkeys, maybe.
Maybe, yeah,
Can
maybe.
I say that?
Sure, it's totally fine. I mean, it truly is. It's an epidemic. It's a problem.
Here's, for me, you know what? I have Donkey from Shrek, who doesn't even have a name.
No.
Just called Donkey, right?
Yeah.
Of course, my name is...
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
And I also have Eeyore.
Your name is...
What's
two...
my name? Do you know my name?
I want to say Glenn Close.
No, it's not Glenn Close. It's Glenn Closer.
Scene. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Okay, let's get into our main course, our tasty, full-on 32-ounce Riddies and Puzzles.
Wait, did we get that last one? Was it two keys of cocaine?
Sure.
Tell me yes.
I'm ready. I'm going to have a really good attitude.
What flies when it's born, lies when it's alive, and runs when it's dead?
A Slytherin. What flies when it's born,
lies
fly ball,
when it's alive,
fly ball,
and runs when it runs when it's dead?
Does diarrhea run when it's dead?
Okay, that's.
I don't need you as a part of my life.
I don't need you, love. Diarrhea.
Don't bring Six into this.
Why not?
Okay. Okay. I'm gonna figure this out.
Sometimes I dance really hard to Six when I'm at home, and Spaghetti gets really upset.
Aww. Which is your favorite song?
I don't know any of the songs.
Yeah. I like the first one.
No. The other day, I accidentally turned on the sing-along version of Six, which is just the music and then the background parts in it, if you've never heard that. So,
Oh my gosh, I'm going to do that in the shower.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely do, but I was not prepared for it. So it's just like, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, and then whatever. I don't know any of the lyrics of this musical that I've heard
it's
a thousand times.
It's never stopped you
before. Sure. But it's just like whatever the background music is. It's a fun sing-along. Listen to it. Give it a hoot.
What flies when it's born, lies when it's alive, and runs when it's dead?
I want to see a battery.
Okay.
Great.
Explain the flies part.
Batteries fly because they have acid.
Okay.
Acid.
So they trip?
Trips.
What flies when it's born, lies when it's alive, and runs when it's dead?
Flies when it's born, lies when it's alive, and runs when it's dead. Is this about baseball?
Nope.
There's enough words in there for it to be about baseball. It's, run.
Just because you're having sex during this riddle doesn't mean you have to guess baseball for everything.
Is this thing like an animal or something that actually is alive?
It's not an animal. It's not alive.
Okay.
It's not alive. So it says flies when it's born. So
to my knowledge, I'm sure there's going to be two listeners who are like, actually.
So it's a plant?
But to me, it's not alive. It's not a plant.
It's obviously not really born, though, if it's is it created?
I mean,
is it born of a man and a woman?
It's created to some degree.
Do humans create it?
No, nature.
It's rainbow.
Yeah, Aaron's getting closer. Cloud. Did you say fart?
Uh
huh. Even warmer.
Cloud, wind.
You're far away, but
yeah. Farts it's getting warm.
What was yours?
Cloud, wind.
It comes from a cloud. I think.
Rain.
It's a type of
snow.
It is a snowflake.
Aww.
It flies when it's born. Lies when it's alive and runs when it's dead.
And melts the fucking smallest sign of criticism. Snowflake.
I want to see a scene.
Yeah.
Aaron, you're going to be the titular character in the made-for-TV movie, The Life of a Snowflake. And we're going to see you be born, live, and die all within just a few minutes. And JPC, you're going to play another snowflake. Who's just fucking crazy, I guess. I don't know.
Whatever you want.
What do you fucking want from me? Just insert yourself in
the
scene.
You don't need to give
whenever
me that.
You want
You'll
or however
get it.
You want. I don't care.
Sure.
This is Aaron Stein.
I can be the narrator.
I'm alive. I have self-awareness. I can talk. I'm a snowflake.
Oh, the snowflake. The pretty little snowflake.
I'm falling. I'm falling from what? Wait, you're a snowflake. You look a little different from
you
me.
You can see me?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought, okay.
How long do I get to live?
I don't know.
10 years, 20 years, 30 years?
Why would I know that? Oh my God, I'm a snowflake too. So I could be falling from the sky to my death.
Are we gonna die?
What?
Oh no. My God. I just learned how to be alive.
She said. The two of them realized.
Hey, that guy over there might have some information. Snowflake.
You can see me?
Yes, you're another snowflake.
Wait, I'm a snowflake?
Yes.
Oh, no.
We all come out with a realization that we're some sort of behind-the-scenes benevolent
auteur. But I have all these emails.
Snowflakes fall from the sky.
No, you're doing it now.
What?
You're just doing it now.
Oh, no.
And she realized that she was.
Hey, it's Morgan Freeman.
He's a snowflake.
You fucking liberal snowflake.
Wait.
Liberal snowflake.
You're snowflakes? I should be watching penguins.
See. Oops.
Oops, all penguins. So we solved that one, right?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Snowflake was the answer.
That's right. Here we go. Next one. How can you add 3 to 10 and get 1 as the answer?
How can you add 3 to 10? 2 to 10.
And 2 is spelled T-O.
Okay.
How can you add 3 to 10 and get 1 as the answer? And 2, again, is spelled T-O. It's not the number.
3. Is the loneliest number that you ever know.
2 can be as bad as 10. 1.
Has anybody watched Magnolia recently?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Does it hold up?
Not recently, but I've thought about it. I've listened
Amy
to the
Mann holds
soundtrack.
Up. Yeah, recently. Amy Mann's great.
Her soundtrack to that is fucking awesome. I'm assuming it does. It's 3.5 hours long and features a bunch of people who are now deceased, so why wouldn't it hold up?
Tom Cruise.
That guy's gone. took a spaceship right to Xenu.
William H. Macy is canceled because of his wife.
Uh-huh.
Was he in on that?
On the cheating scam?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think he got any jail time for it.
Hmm.
I think it was just her that got like 4 days in jail or whatever.
Oh, 4 days.
Yeah. Quiz kid Donnie Brasco.
3-10-1.
Oh, 3-10 to Yuma.
Aaron?
Okay,
you
so
repeated the question.
Yeah. So it's like the hole is one. So like it becomes
if you add 3 to 10, you get 13.
Take me to the hospital.
And there's only
Aaron, we're already here.
If you add 3 to 10, you get 13, and there's a 1 in 13, so there you go.
Yeah, tough guy, you fucking solved it. Here's your Popeye's hot chicken sandwich piece of shit.
Ooh, what's so hot. Ow, 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 ow.
What's the answer?
How can you add 3 to 10 and get 1 as the answer?
How can you add 3 to 10? So, if you are getting a prison sentence for 3 to 10, with good behavior, you'll be out in 1. Is that the answer? Yes.
It's an answer.
Great, then
it's
I got it. Answer. Then I'm done.
So think, don't think in terms of math.
I know what you're puzzling. It's not math?
It's not math. I mean, in a sense, but it's not like the way you're thinking.
Oh, it's time.
Aaron, bada boom. She got it. How can you add 3 to 10 and get 1 as the answer? On a clock.
Nice.
Aaron, you...
I don't need to go to the hospital anymore.
I thought you were on the injured reserve list.
Wow.
And you came out on the field Rudy style.
The blood came back into Aaron's nose.
Wow. I'm as surprised as anyone that I figured that out.
When it's on a clock. That's like when was 6 afraid of 7.
When it's on a clock.
6 went to Broadway and 7...
I don't need your clock. Whoa.
Here's another math riddle for all you math heads.
Sorry, math heads.
How do you make the number 7 even without adding, subtracting, multiplying, or dividing it?
You turn it.
You have 7 killed the guy, killed his wife, and now we're even.
Now we're even.
I will never see this.
How can you make the number 7 even without... You can't add, you can't subtract, you can't multiply, you can't divide. I think Casey knows this one.
Whoa.
Casey gave a look, I thought.
Oh.
Casey, you have one rule.
We have a little water spray bottle that we spray Casey anytime Casey...
Hold on. I'm going to grab the mic and rub Casey's nose in it. Just so
the one rule is when we directly address you and we say, we think you have something to say, you never speak.
Wait, when That's I rubbed so his nose funny. In the mic, it was like a nice ASMR sound. New podcast, spinoff.
Mike
you
knows.
Leave your humanity at the door.
So how do you make 7 even? Isn't 7 already even?
Oh, boy. I want to see a scene. The two of you are... This is... Have you both seen, like, Good Will Hunting or Beautiful Mind?
Yes.
Where there's always, like, a scene where it's, like, the teacher and the student are two colleagues, and they're writing on these big chalkboards, and they're finishing each other's equations. They're finishing each other's basements.
Sandwiches.
I like basements. And that's the kind of thing you're doing, but you both don't know what you're doing, and you're faking it.
But wait, if we move
Professor,
the...
Wait, yes.
Hold on, and then if we do
multiply those
swirl,
denominators.
Okay, and then I'll move this. X equals negative emotions.
Step
and then,
back.
Okay, wait, hold on.
Switch. If you switch all the letters with numbers, all of the numbers is a cipher.
Hold on, and then look at this.
Okay.
We turn the board upside down.
Upside down.
Mm-hmm. And then I do a handstand.
Oh, it's, yes, it's Cypher from The Matrix.
Yes.
Now, if he were to keep eating the steak and never knowing what was happening, Tank and Dozer would still be alive.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, hold on. I'm going to throw this vase at the chalkboard. And that did nothing, which proves to me.
And look how the piece is shattered.
Yes. Yeah,
so they're shattering on the floor as a mosaic. Mosaic, 7 letters.
7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
7 is how you count
to 7,
which is crazy.
We should order more weed.
Okay. And I hear what you're saying.
But then what if...
Oh, my God.
I'm too hot. I'm going to take my pants off. I'm going to put them on my head.
Oh, my God.
That's going to regulate my heat, make me flow much better.
Uh-huh.
The two mathematicians continued to try
to solve... Sorry, let me close the window.
Snowflake on my tongue.
How do you make the number 7 even without adding, subtracting, multiplying, or dividing it?
Is it something like you fuck his wife or something like that?
Why do you think that's the answer to everything?
Hey, it's got me on a lot of jams.
Did you say you slept with a married woman before?
Yeah.
Do you I need you to tell that story.
On my girlfriend's birthday, you want me to tell that story?
Yes, I do.
You motherfuckers.
Yeah, I do.
You know she listens.
No, she doesn't.
Oh, that's amazing.
She does not listen to this.
Gemma just showed me this today. Do you guys watch Big Brother?
No. No.
There's two seasons ago, maybe, there's someone who, it's all about like manipulation and gameplay and like psychological warfare and pretending to be friends and all this stuff,
sure.
Stab people in the back. And somebody did something to a woman in the house that she thought was unfair. Like he called her a liar or something. And she started crying and screaming and she goes, on my daughter's birthday. And everyone's like, we didn't know it was your daughter's birthday. But Gemma showed me, somebody made a shirt on Etsy that just says in all caps, on my daughter's birthday. So we should do,
that's pretty
on
good.
My girlfriend's birthday.
One of the, that Big Brother thing, like the weird fucking dynamic things that you would do. So I grew up with two brothers, which you, neither one of you had brothers,
I
right?
I have half-brothers.
Half-brothers. Yeah. So my two brothers, we would, like the way that we would fight, the revenge things that we would do to each other were the wild, like one of the big threats that we would do was, I'm going to pee in your room. I'm going to go in your room and I'm going to
Wasn't that also your room?
You said
at your dad's place you all shared a room, right?
Yeah, but
would that also be your room?
At my mom's place we had separate rooms.
Oh!
So just to say, like, I'm going to pee in your room.
That's the best threat I've ever heard.
Would it be said like, and you all would laugh, or was it
that was
high?
Like that okay. Was like tensions are high, like I know that I'm losing now, but what you can't stop me from doing is going into your room when you're not there and peeing in it. That's what you can't stop.
Worst things I've ever said out loud were things I said to my sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would wait till they got dressed and ready to go to a party and they were about to leave the house, and I'd say that they looked ugly and that no one would ever date them.
Holy shit.
Yeah. It's like younger sister stuff.
Yeah.
You get it.
And Aaron, you once slept with a married woman, right?
If only. No one's ever asked me.
That's wild that Aaron would say that to her sisters right before they left the house, and as soon as they got to the party, that's what they would hear me say to them.
Hey, you're ugly.
No one's ever going to date you. Horrible. Have a drink. Brett's in the corner.
You're
good luck.
How do you make the number 7 even without adding?
We haven't got this fucking riddle yet.
Just tell us.
Okay, hold on. How do you make the number 7 even?
You put it on a level.
I mean, no.
I don't know anymore.
Break its arms.
So picture in your mind's eye.
Take
picture,
its legs.
Or even write it down. Picture the word 7.
Oh, it is even. S-E-V-E-N.
Well, it's almost even.
Oh, you have to take the S and the...
Oh, sweetie.
You just rearrange the letters.
Well...
Take the S and the N off?
And the...
Take the S off? Just take the S off.
James,
can you say this for a second?
I had it right.
Aaron, be here with me right now. Oh.
You just take the S out.
There you go.
That's what I said, and then you gave me a look.
Rearrange. No.
No.
You said rearrange
Casey,
letters.
Play it back.
Casey, play it back.
Yeah, you rearrange the letters.
I'm going to kill you, Adam. Oh, I'm sorry.
Two errands. Oops, two errands.
Yeah, I said take out the S, and you went... Oh, you did like the oh sweetie face, and I was like, am I?
I thought you said rearrange the letters.
I did after you said, I'm putting in my 2 weeks notice, you have 2 weeks that I'm warning you, I'm going to hunt you in 2 weeks for sport.
Okay, so this is I want to see a scene right before we go to break. This is a scene from a Netflix movie called 2 weeks Notice. It's framed like a romantic comedy, but what it is it a woman delivering a man a notice that she will kill him in 2 weeks.
Knock, knock.
Oh.
Flower delivery.
Oh, that's great. You can just put them on the table if you don't mind.
Oh, interesting. You let me in your house.
Oh, are you a vampire?
No.
Are you?
You wish I was a vampire.
No, I don't.
You have. You have 2 weeks.
Oh, is this like a ring situation?
You have 2 weeks.
Is this like a ring? Do I watch like a VHS tape of like a guy making a...
No, just live your life. Porn? And I'm going to hunt you.
What are you, T.I.?
And I'm going to kill you.
What?
I'm going to find you and I'm going to hunt you.
I'm right here.
Wait, bro, so you're telling me you have 2 weeks to make this girl fall in love with you?
Yeah, I have to make her 2 weeks in the knees.
And you're sure you understand the situation as she was explaining it to you?
Absolutely not.
Well, buddy, look, I just own and operate this sub sandwich shop, and all I know is that I'm going to help you do whatever you got to do.
Will you be my best man?
Hey,
I'm not getting married.
Hey, whether it's a baseball game or a marriage ceremony, I'm there for you, my man.
Oh, this is weird. I can still see myself in the mirror. Nah, it didn't work.
Bow and arrow.
See.
I didn't do the right bow and arrow.
Aaron was correct. You just removed the letter F. F.
Oh, sweetie.
Seven.
Remove the letter F and you get uck you. Aaron, you get even. Can we do an episode that's oops all Aaron's?
Mm-hmm. How would that go?
I think Aaron does her regular voice and then the two other voices she did at the top of the show.
Oh, I thought we were going to get to play like characters like Aaron Neville.
Oh my God.
I'll be Aaron Carter. No, I'll be Aaron Neville. You
come
be
and
Aaron
get
Carter.
It.
And then Aaron, you be Aaron Keefe.
Okay.
So for here the we go. Nine? This is going to take us to break. This will be the 30-second episode of Oops All Aaron's.
Okay.
People around the podcast, come and get it. Party people, here we go.
Come and get it.
Here with Aaron Keith.
This is somehow an improvement from JPC.
Party people,
but it's only a slight. You know what, never mind. I want my boys back.
And that's how I beat Shaq. And we'll be right back after this break. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping. And I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
you.
Like
a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could... Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or... Yeah, take a picture of your aura, because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is.
And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself. If you know,
of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay? If I start
whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving, you better shave your hair. How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah, well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product, so that's... are razor blades...
Huh, dang, okay. Yeah, no, good note.
Mm-hmm. JPC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay, that was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual-edge blades to give you the old-school shave with the benefits of new-school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going
to
be
able
to.
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code Riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code Riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
And we're back.
And that's how we beat back.
I want to do...
We really just settled into this. This is a cozy.
Here's what I want to do in 2020. We talked about our goals. I also want to get rid of a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. Can we do like a hey, rummage sale?
Hey, rummage sale?
Do you two have stuff you want to get rid of?
You know me.
My issue is I just purged like all of my stuff.
You just purged all your stuff?
Because I moved. So I could have done a hey, rummage.
Did you take it to, like, did you donate it? Did you give it away? Did you sell it? Did you?
I did a mixture of all the things. I donated a lot of clothes. I sold some clothes. It was mostly clothes. And then the other, a lot of, I threw out a lot of stuff. You know what I did find when I moved?
A ghost.
A ghost. No, I found like any, I had a little box of any love notes I've ever received or like cards or anything from ex-boyfriends. And I almost brought it with me and threw it away.
Did you find it or did Sean say, what the fuck is this?
Sean, I actually didn't tell him this, but he wouldn't
October 10th, 2019. This fucking sucks.
Wait a minute. Ow. Yeah, but I was like, ooh, I wonder if I should keep this so one day my kids know that I was like young and romantic and wild or.
And dating Taryn Killam, right?
Yeah, if only. No, and but I was like, none of these are that funny or interesting.
When we moved in together, Mariah found a drawer, and she said, what's in this drawer? And I said, this is my sentimental drawer. And she said, what do you want to do with it? And then I threw it as hard as I could into the sun.
Oh, my God.
It's like Greek mythology.
Yeah. No, I famously, I my place is pretty Spartan. You guys have been in my place, but we the only things that we have are like the things that we keep. And
I sat on my own heels, and I drank imagination.
Can I offer you some nothing in my wonderterium?
And for listeners, to be just for listeners, because I don't want to shatter the illusion. When Japes invited us over. He was just on the sidewalk, and he invited us into his mind palace.
Yeah, and he said, would you like to come over for a tea party? Yeah. And we had to, like play along.
Yeah, we had to step inside his mind palace, quote, unquote.
Welcome to mind palace. I love Florida.
I just a little peek behind the curtain, and I know this is...
Aaron, you gotta warn me!
You're not wearing
God
a bra.
Damn it! Just a little peek behind the curtain. Both your places are, like, a perfect... spatial representation of who you are as people.
That's
like I've not been surprised going into either of your apartments. It looks like
my apartment is covered in chocolate
stains. JBC's place is like so clean and peaceful and like modern looking and feeling.
You didn't go to my blood room though, did you?
I stayed exclusively in the blood room. You mean the bathroom?
Whoa.
You teach you both to doctors.
I would never want to get clean in the blood room.
Any room I walk into is a blood room.
I'm not trying to get clean in a bathroom.
I only piss in bedrooms because that's what my brothers taught me.
And Adel's place feels like a very cozy it feels like it's set up to play board games. Like, it has that vibe. You have, like, just, like, it's very cozy.
And it smells like someone threw up in there and then forgot about it for a long, long time.
That would be Fraser Brisket. And Aaron...
you haven't been to my place yet.
We haven't been to your place.
You want to come on?
Yeah, Aaron's place kind of reminds me of a toilet that doesn't work and no one told me about it.
That's true. Did you ever go there before?
I've been to Sean's place, yes.
Okay, I made it so much better, but isn't that a nice place?
It is a very nice place. That's a nice building. It's got a doorman.
How's that microwave doing?
Still clean.
Clean as a whistle.
Still clean?
Clean.
Nobody's used it?
Adult.
We have a little cover now.
What kind of... Sean can't get into the cover.
Yeah. Child locks on all the doors.
It's like Zoolander beating the computer. wait, I could have done that for the monkey character. Fucking idiot. What kind of stuff are you trying to get rid of?
Books. Mostly. Books, some clothes, and then like I have a lot of like skulls and bones and like a lot of weird stuff.
Fill the clothes
a lot
with
of
books,
bric-a-brac.
Put the skulls on top of the book clothes.
So since you, I'll dress up the skulls with shirts and then send them out on their way with a book. Educate yourself, get a job. So if you two have nothing to get rid of, I'll do my own hay rummage. So
I would like to be the auctioneer.
Yeah,
I'll do my auctioneer character.
We'll say nothing's more than a dollar. But tweet at me, and if you come to World News, I'll give you something. I need to get rid of stuff.
You should. I'm not even sure if this is the kind of stuff that you can sell on like Letgo or Facebook Marketplace. Mm-hmm. But when I moved into my new place, like I had like four TVs, and so I was just selling them all on Facebook Marketplace. I fucking love that. I love negotiating with people.
I should maybe hire you to just do all
the art of the deal. I've often thought about like. Wouldn't it be a fun career to...
Wouldn't it be a fun career?
Marie Kondo people, like, just to go and declutter people.
Without asking their permission on
No
anything.
Permission. I would be like, a significant other would hire me to break into their, like, boyfriend's house and get rid of all the stuff that he doesn't need.
Okay, I want
to
see a scene. Aaron and I are a couple.
Yes.
And, Japes, you are John Patrick Kondo.
Okay.
And you are...
I love it.
You've married Marie Kondo just to sure. be able to have the last name. Uh-huh. So you're John Patrick Kondo, and you're helping us
on
declutter.
His girlfriend's birthday. Yeah.
Hey, excuse me. Are you guys going home?
Why are you? How'd you get in the dishwasher?
God, did you empty out the dishwasher?
What's going on, sweetie? What's going on?
This is a dishwasher, just so you know. I'm John Patrick Kondo. I'm Marie Kondo's ex-husband. I have...
ex-husband? Why do you still have her last name?
What's that?
Why do you still have her last name?
No, I made her take my last name. She has my last name still.
Okay, that doesn't...
Her last name was like... Frankel or something.
Okay.
Well, what are you, careful? Come on, I'm John Patrick Kondo. I'm not going to get canceled over this shit. I broke into your dishwasher because I'm going to help you refine your life, better life, happier home, less clutter.
That sounds pretty good.
Some of the things you're going to get rid of.
First off, this guy could lose 25 pounds.
What the fuck?
Fuck you.
Hey, I'm sorry. You could also lose a lot more.
Oh my God.
Listen.
Bridget, let's listen.
No.
Bridget, Michael, I'm assuming just from the Irish way that you look.
Yeah. Well, Mike, but
okay.
Michael for long.
I'm going to help you simplify your life. Between the two of you, how many jobs do you have?
Well, between the two of us, one and a half.
And a side hustle, yeah.
Okay, cut that down to one.
Two thirds of a job. What?
Cut that down to one. You're going to want one main job. The other one's going to be the fixer in the relationship. Okay. Are you familiar with Pulp Fiction?
No.
Yeah, Mr. Wolf is a fixer. So do you guys paint houses?
Well, I'm familiar with the movie. I didn't fucking memorize it. Who's this now?
Aren't you not supposed to try to fix your partner? You're just supposed to love them for who they are.
You never fix a partner.
Else.
You always fix a project. And what are you dating if not one big walking, talking project?
Okay? Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Why should we listen to you? Because you're currently wrapped up in a twister mat and that's all you're wearing.
No, I'm not wrapped up in a twister mat. I have a twister mat elegantly tied in a body wrap around my body. De-simplify, declutter. Marie Kondo took all of my clothes to the divorce. That's fine. They're still folded up very nicely in
right
drawers that I
green.
Can't.
Yeah.
Oh, that feels good.
Yeah, let me know if you want some of my stuff. I need to get rid of it.
Great.
Take my junk.
Take my junk. Let's put that in.
Take my junk, please. All right, let's get back into the Riddies and Puzzies. What can be written, spoken, broken, or exposed?
A secret.
No. Close.
Genitals.
You're on the right path.
A promise.
Still on the right path.
Written.
Spoken. Broken or exposed.
Silence.
Written, spoken, broken, or exposed.
Mm-hmm. What can be written, spoken, broken, or exposed?
Your and, butt.
Repeat, both of you repeat that back to me at the same time and really like over enunciate.
Written,
spoken, broken
or exposed.
Mm-hmm. What can be written, spoken,
a name,
broken,
silence. Your mom.
A bone.
Nope.
So is the first one, you can write the word. The second one is you can say the word. Because that applies to anything. You can write and say anything.
No.
What's that?
There's some word
we
that I can't spell.
We get it. You're a John Cusack fan.
In your eyes. The pus. The rid.
Your eyes.
All my instincts.
10,000 churches. I love that part.
I love that song.
There was a girl in high school who said that was her favorite song. And I was like, when I was in high school, I'm not just interviewing high school girls. Hey, what's your favorite song?
Not again. And you judged her for that being her favorite?
Yeah, in high school, everyone's favorite song was Brown Eyed Girl. Brown Rice Girl. Qdoba.
You're my Brown Rice Girl.
I know this because Sean and I, leading up to the Patreon episode we did with our significant others, we were quizzing each other on all of our favorite things so we could cheat the game.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He told me his top three favorite songs, and that's one of his top three favorite
Brown Eyed Girl?
No. In Your Eyes.
By Peter Gabriel?
Yeah. I think the other two
Sledgehammer is a way better song.
One is a Who song.
Who?
Yeah.
Quadrophenia?
Yeah. The okay. Who. What's that famous Who song that has a weird title for what it is?
That could... Oh, it's... Yeah,
Love, Bed, Rain, Letter, or Me?
It's the... fuck. I just saw them live in L.A. What was the... Shit.
Everyone knows
it's gonna
what I'm
drive
talking
me crazy.
About,
yeah,
you know
but
what
everybody
I mean?
Thinks that the
you know it?
The chorus...
Casey,
is,
no,
what is it?
Bob
O'Reilly.
Spray, yeah. Spray, spray.
Spray, spray, spray.
Casey!
Shut the fuck up, Casey.
I don't think I told this story. I went and saw my friend opened for The Who and at the Hollywood Bowl, so I went out to L.A. to see them perform. And we got my friend got me backstage passes for me and Joey Romaine. You know Joey Romaine.
Mm-hmm.
So we go backstage. We're hanging out back there, and who's the Aisha Tyler? We're hanging out backstage, and Joey has a massive red beard, and this woman comes running by. She's in the legit run, and she's wearing all leather, and she comes up to me and like touches my beard and comes over to Joey and like runs her fingers through her beard, and she goes, his beard's better, to Joey. And I go, oh, hard agree. And she's like, but your beard's okay, but your beard seems like it didn't get enough love for dad, but his beard. And she did like a 5-minute routine, and she kept doing and saying all this stuff and like touching us and all this weird stuff. And then she leaves, and I go, who the fuck was that person? And Joey's like, holy shit, that was Aisha Tyler. And then I look over and it's Aisha Tyler. It's very weird.
That's amazing.
Was she, why did she do that?
Something was
I was trying to think of the right way to rephrase that, but thank you.
Something was going on.
Okay, something was going on.
She was very happy. Back to this riddle. Aaron, what was Sean's third favorite song? Bob O'Reilly, In Your Eyes.
I think it might be, it was something that was like, I made fun of him for it being basic. Oh, I think it's an Adele song. I think it's Someone Like You.
Dude, you're getting Adele.
Which he like loves.
That was his favorite song in high school?
No, these were just like, these are his like
favorite songs now.
Gotcha.
Does anyone have a favorite song in high school?
I really loved Jimmy's Chicken Shack. What Do I Do? You ever hear that song?
No.
I listened to.
What is that?
I had bad taste in music in high school.
What is it? How does it go?
It's like a, don't make the bed up straight. I always stay up late.
Oh,
what
yeah.
do I do?
What do I do? What do I do?
Right.
I think in high school, I was listening to like Rilo Kiley and Regina Spektor, like Hotel Song. And then also I listened to like Nothing Better by Postal Service, like mm-hmm. every day my freshman year of high school, being like, I can't wait to break up with someone. I can't wait till I break someone's
That's
heart.
That's going to be fuel.
Someone's
going to
love
album.
Me so much that when I break up with them, they're going to be really sad, just like alone on my trampoline listening to that song.
I was all over the map in terms of like classic rock, some amount of like Sublime and Jimmy's Chicken Shack and stuff, and then a lot of rap.
Yeah, it should come as no surprise that my favorite song in high school was Dead Prez's Hip Hop.
Oh my God.
One thing about music, when it hits you, feel no pain. White folks say it controls your brain. Mine are better than that. That's game.
What can be written, spoken, broken, or exposed?
I don't know.
Written, spoken.
What can be written, spoken,
you said
broken,
was close with
or
a few
exposed?
Of my...
mm-hmm.
Like a secret.
Can we see a scene, Aaron?
Yeah.
Just the way that I'm enunciating that makes me think of Mary Poppins. Could you be Mary Puzzies?
Mary Puzzies.
And we're two kids who don't want to go to bed, and you're trying to teach us lessons by telling us riddles.
For every job that must be done, there is an element of fun.
Every job, Mary Puzzies?
Yes, every job. And tonight, your job is to answer some basic riddles. Raise your hand in your bed, sleepy boys, if you remember any riddles.
I don't want to. I wish I had father's job fighting the war against those nasty British.
Ooh, those
nasty... No, you don't. Oh.
Our father's a spy for the Germans.
When
I know.
Our father gets home, and
when he hears about what you've done,
and this is World War One, let's say,
not the. Yeah.
What, I don't know what will happen.
The Great
next.
War.
The
Our
Great
father's
War.
Fighting in the Great War.
He's fighting in the Great War,
and he says he's what makes it great. Mary Puzzies.
Mm.
I am going to sing you a song to sleep because I've had just about enough of you today.
Was that the song?
The doctor was the mother. Doot, 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 doot.
This
she
is derivative.
She stood on a block of ice. Doot, 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 doot. Both of them were goldfish.
Why don't you sing doot, about doot. Sugar?
It was the cabin of an airplane. Doop, doop, doop. It was stabbed with an icicle. And doop, oh, your eyelids are getting heavy.
This song is good, but everything else is bad.
Fuck everything you.
Say all right.
What's the answer? I gotta know.
This has gotta be a secret.
What can be written, spoken, broken, or exposed? The answer, my dear friends, is news.
News can be exposed?
Sorry, nudes.
Nudes.
It's news.
Expose the nudes. Expose the nudes.
Try not to take nudes. They could ruin your life.
Yeah, try not to take nudes.
Try your best. They could ruin your life.
I don't know. Has anyone's life truly been ruined by nudes?
Yes.
Jennifer Lawrence?
Who?
That's traumatizing.
Well, okay, that's true.
Yeah, you get like PTSD from that. That's like the most frustrating.
Yeah, what about
horrible.
Naked Frank? Remember they used to just call him Frank and now he's Naked Frank?
I also think that that's your life being ruined by having your like nudes leaked and exposed. But I think that there are plenty of happy people that have taken
Let's
nudes.
Do this. We won't don't mention names, but in studio, if we're comfortable with it, raise your hand if you've sent nudes.
Sent nudes? No, I once said
no one raised their hand.
I've never sent news. I've had someone send me nudes before, and I was like, oh,
unsolicited?
No. Well, I guess yeah, not
solicited.
Unsolicited, because I did not ask for them, but I was not like upset that I got them. And I had someone send me nudes, and they were like, now you send me nudes, and I was like, no, there was no quid pro quo. Yeah. Like, it wasn't like I demanded that you send me these nudes.
Hey, nudes.
Like, I'm sure many of you out there who've had abusive boyfriends. I had a boyfriend who said, you don't love me if you don't do that.
Jesus.
And then I was like, oh, I think we should break up. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, you're right. I don't.
Oh my God, I don't love you.
Those aren't, they don't mean that they're both true. But in this case, these are both true. Yeah. I do not love you.
Maybe that guy Maybe that guy was just really perceptive.
Yeah. Oh. He was. He could tell. He also could tell I was in love with Sean, and he was so mad about it.
I'm not a good guy if you won't send me nudes. Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shoot.
Crap.
What do people spend a lot of money on?
Nope, I want to see a scene. Adel, you're here to borrow a car from Aaron. You're going to try to pay with mud.
Welcome to Lamborghinis R Us.
Can I be honest?
What's up?
I love the cars here. Some of the best cards of the year.
Cards?
Best cards of the year.
Are you saying cards?
Yeah, best cards
cars.
Of the year. They're fast cards.
Cars.
But the names are terrible.
Lamborghinis?
Lamborghinis R Us. Bad name. Because when I think of toys, I mean Lamborghinis, toys.
Well, you don't sell toys. We sell Lamborghinis to rich people.
All right. How many jars of mud are going to take?
Sir, what do I need to get?
How many jars of mud are going to take?
What, is that a euphemism? Is that like a fun little folksy term for like hundreds of thousands of dollars?
Well, hundreds of thousands of mud.
Sir, we need American currency to get you one of these. Just to get you in one of these cars.
This is from the swamps of Arizona.
When you hear the engine start purring in the
go ahead and turn on car.
Vroom, vroom. And now I'll turn it on.
Thank you for sharing your hips.
That's a little Lamborghini purring. You're going to want to write me a big
when you started the car, it sounded like a 1920s vaudeville act.
Yeah, so I think maybe you should pay me a couple $100,000 and drive off this lot with this pretty baby.
Okay, well, I'm going to bring in my brother here. This is J.P. Riddles.
Hold on now, hold on. Are you canonically my brother? Because you're even fucking crazier than I am.
My name is Mud Derek.
This whole time, Mud Derek's been living in a nice house with two kids, and I'm out here living in a tree eating beans out of a can? This is bullshit. I demand a retrial.
I should have been named Muddy Guy.
What do I got to do to get you into a Lamborghini?
What am I, made of mud?
Maybe. Honestly,
I love the look in your eyes when you say, like, here's J.P. Riddles, and it just goes dead.
J.P. Riddles' blood type is mud.
I would love it if the canonically J.P. Riddles' insane brother is even more crazy than him. Those kids are so fucked. Yeah.
How fucked up do you have to be if J.P. Riddles is like, that guy's crazy? What do people spend a lot of money on every year but never want to use?
Their taxes, my good man.
Taxes, healthcare, life insurance.
I'm the healthcare man.
Yeah.
Aaron?
Mm-hmm.
Dead on Damani.
Oh, dead.
What do people spend a lot of mud on every year but never want to use? Insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good. I want to see a scene.
If you're spending a lot of money on life insurance every year, fucking reevaluate things, okay? Life insurance, you should not be spending that much money on life insurance.
Is that
insurance.
True?
Oh, yeah.
You're the numbers guy.
What's that?
You're the numbers guy.
Well, life insurance isn't a big payout. I mean, it's only useful if you die. So if you're like, you know, single guy or, you know, classically unlovable, you don't have to worry about life insurance because who are you leaving behind, my man?
My cats.
Yeah, those cats. I could take care of those cats, quote unquote, for $40. You know what that means? Put them in a golf bag.
Put them in a golf bag.
I want to see a scene. Yes. Aaron, you are trying to subtly sell life insurance to your to JPC, mm-hmm. Who's a neighbor of yours. Mm-hmm. But you're trying to do it with subterfuge.
Hmm. Hey, Claire!
Hey, you're
How
looking...
Was your... Oh.
Not as well. Are you sick?
Am I sick?
feel like a chandelier's gonna fall on you at any point?
Oh God,
life could end at any moment, huh?
You must be looking at my golf game. Yeah,
no,
I shanked
like
it hard this one. I'm sorry.
I feel like life is really short.
Are you okay, Claire?
Yeah, I'm just like thinking. Like I don't know. It feels like I would be a shame.
I haven't seen Dave in a while.
Like what? Like speaking of Dave, like what if Dave died suddenly? Like I would love.
Would
I just feel
that?
So grateful that we have like insurance. So like,
you know, me and Beth made too much dinner tonight. If you wanna come over, we see that all the lights in your house are always off.
Oh, are they?
So if you were hungry.
But if Dave were to die suddenly, I just am so glad that like we have insurance and we like wouldn't be left not taken care of. You know?
Okay.
Does your wife have the same sort of confidence?
No.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it seems like your wife.
Sorry, I yelled. I'm going to go upstairs.
No, she'll just yell louder upstairs. We have a sleeping two-year-old up there. Did you talk to my wife about this?
Yeah, it just feels like maybe you should start investing in some, I don't know, this is probably stupid, but like life insurance.
Probably dumb.
I'm just a dumb lady, but like maybe life insurance?
You're getting me all wet. Stop.
You know, like.
No. You talking about me dying is getting me all wet.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, it turns me on.
Okay, well, my husband just died under mysterious circumstances.
Kill me.
Here we go. This is going to be the last riddle of the ep.
Everyone's so pissed that we did, I think, two riddles.
No, we did a ton of riddles.
I think we did like seven or eight.
Yeah,
right?
We did more scenes than riddles. But that's normal.
I'm ready.
This is going to be a real softball. Who was the president of the USA before John F. Kennedy was assassinated?
John F. Kennedy.
There was no president.
GBC is right. There was no president.
His assassination was unprecedented.
Ted Kennedy killed that girl. John, you always do this. That came up again at Thanksgiving.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it did. Apparently, I wasn't in the room, but my mom was like, did you hear
this is when your
it
uncle came that up? Says that?
Yeah.
Did you guys watch that Robert De Niro Netflix movie?
Yeah, The Irishman.
The Irishman. Did you guys watch The Irishman?
Yep.
3.5 hours long. It was very long. It was good.
Oh, that was good.
It was a good watch. I watched it like multiple sittings because it was so long. And there's one line I think that Joe Pesci says where he just leans in and goes, if they can kill the president, they can kill a union president. And I was like, okay. A little subtle the mafia killed Kennedy going on in this movie.
Who do you think killed Kennedy?
Mafia. Joe Pesci.
I want to hear your real answer.
Who I think killed Kennedy? Ooh, what you say? Ooh, what you always meant? Well, of course you did. What you say? CIA?
After this, we record this episode, I'm going to text my aunt, who is a massive Kennedy fan. Like, she's obsessed with it. She has, like, the collectibles of all this stuff all over her house. Oh, my gosh. Did I mention this in the show already? I went home. My mom showed me this article from the Boston Globe in the 60s, I think. Must have been. Like early.
I can't imagine how racist that paper was in the 60s.
I'm sure, like nightmarishly so. But my aunt, who's obsessed with Kennedy, wrote to Kennedy when she was like 11.
Mm-hmm.
And the paper came to their house to interview her about it. And it was like, Barbara.
How stupid can you be to think he would write back? Yeah,
no, but she was like, Barbara.
11, that's young even for Kennedy.
Barbara was excited. Oh my God. Come on. But the article started,
John,
it was like, Barbara was excited but not surprised that Kennedy, like the president of the United States, wrote back. And then the quote of her was, I knew he would write back.
He did write back?
He wrote back.
Does she have the letter?
Yeah, she has it. But I had never heard that story, but I was like, the confidence of that woman where she was like, of course, he's like family to me. Of course he was right back.
Does your aunt live in Boston?
Yeah, she does. She actually lives on the same street as my parents, and she is an absolute character. She has a thick Boston accent. She's hysterical.
I'm 100% serious.
Mm-hmm.
If we do a live show in Boston, which we will eventually,
mm-hmm.
can you see if she would bring that frame letter to the live show?
Yeah, I think she would.
Have,
she would be such a good guest on the show.
Speaking of frame letters, have you guys seen the frame letter that Steve Martin used to send, or the form letter that Steve Martin used to send to people in the 70s?
No.
He had business cards, right?
Yes.
If somebody came up to him, he would immediately, before they said anything, hand them a business card that said, yes, it's me, Steve Martin, and have his autograph?
Yeah. He would send people form letters that had a couple spaces. Like, it was a typed up letter that was like, Dear Frank. And he would like write in the word Frank a couple times. But the funniest part is that it was obviously a form letter, but the wording of the letter is like, I wanted to take time to send you this personal letter, my friend Frank. At the very end of the letter said, P.S. I'll never forget that summer in Reno where we saw all of those. And in every single one of them, he wrote the word in a little blank that just said rocks.
That's like one of my favorite Simpsons bits of all time. This is like, hey, it's Krusty the Clown. I want to give a special thanks to Mr. Burns or Mr. Black. Like, clearly dubbing that over.
There was a Twitter thread of people posting their photos of that letter, and it said rocks on
everything. That's
every
amazing. That's why that guy's the fucking funniest. We talked about Joey Romaine moments ago.
Mm-hmm.
If you know Joey Romaine, or if you're in LA, search him out. One, he's the funniest human of all time. Two, he knows more about JFK assassination than anyone ever.
Oh, interesting.
Ever.
Does he have a theory?
He does, but I can't remember.
If you
listen, I do another podcast called Sibling Speculator. If you listen to, you don't have to listen to all of it if you don't want to, but there's one episode with Joey Romaine you must listen to. It's called JFK, and I think it says like Sibling Speculator with Joey X. Listen to that episode because Joey's legit telling all his knowledge on JFK, and it's the most fascinating thing of all time, and he's laugh out loud funny.
I was gonna say, if we should have him on a Patreon episode and then have him go off
conspiracy theories.
Next time we're in LA, let's record with him. He is so knowledgeable. He's like 32, but all his knowledge is like 1920s to 1970.
And don't ask him about time travel because he doesn't believe in it. And he won't talk about it. He'll actually get very upset.
So you're asking too many questions.
Speaking of asking too many questions, I have a question for you, JPC. Uh-huh. Do you have anything to plug?
Well, it's January 8th today. Mariah's birthday, my girlfriend's birthday. So we're probably spending the whole day rewatching The Witcher on Netflix, baby. We binged that first season day one. It came out. We're there again. I'm turning around. I love it now. It's all good.
I keep saying JPC. Anytime I see an article that says something good about The Witcher, I text it to JPC, and JPC is like, nope, going to be fucking trash. Still watch every episode.
No, I got nothing to plug. Follow me on Instagram. Aaron, what do you got?
Keefe?
Follow me on Instagram. Aaron Keefe 10 on Instagram. And then if you're ever in Chicago, message me on there, and I can try to get you free World News tickets.
Hell yeah. Yeah, come see us at World News Tonight every Saturday at 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. at IO Chicago. We'd love to see you there. Please stick around afterwards to say hi. Also, since it's almost my sister's birthday, follow her on social media. I think she's SRFI10 on Instagram and Sadia R on Twitter. Follow her, and she's wonderful and funny and great.
And if you're going to give her a follow, go ahead and DM her and ask her, what's one super embarrassing moment from Adel's childhood?
Jupiter.
Well, bye forever.
Created by Adel Refai. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emory Parrish in the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
That was a HeadGum podcast.